Hi, this is Matt Grant, and you're listening to the Malware Report with Randy Abrams. Hi, Randy. Thanks for being here.
Hi, Matt. It's great to be back.
You know, I wanted to spend some time today talking about an announcement that Microsoft recently made, and that was the release of a free antivirus solution for computer users. Can you tell me a little bit more about this this solution?
Sure. Actually, the code name for it was Morrow. It was announced several months ago, and right now it's not actually released. They released a beta for it. And what they're doing is phasing out OneCare. You might remember a couple years ago, Microsoft re-entered the antivirus industry, and I say re-entered because MS-DOS 6.2 had Microsoft Antivirus, which was a dismal failure. But they re-entered, and they launched OneCare. Which OneCare was not only antivirus, but it also included other services like computer backup with online storage and system tune-up and a variety of other things. And it wasn't free, but the pricing on it made it so it was almost free. I mean, people were getting like $30 for three computers to be protected by Microsoft OneCare. And Microsoft made about 2% market share with that product from the stats I've seen. So Microsoft has a goal of getting all those unprotected computers out there protected. With the consumer product, their goal isn't really to compete with companies like ESET and Symantec and McAfee and Trend. Their goal is, let's just get these computers out there protected because the infected computers are hurting the Microsoft brand. So that's what the purpose of the free product is. It's not going to offer something like an ESET smart security solution where you've got the firewall and all of the other, you know, anti-spam things like that. It's just basic, no bones, antivirus and anti-spyware.
I mean, you know, it sounds like this would be a good thing. At least now some users who don't have an AV solution can have a free solution that they can implement and use. I mean, is this overall a good thing for users and for the industry, or?
It's an interesting thing because there already are free antivirus solutions out there. You know, there's AVG and Avira, and Allwell Avast has one. So there are already good quality free solutions out there for users that don't want to pay for their antivirus. However, what's a little bit different is that with most of the other free solutions, if you need technical support, you know, there's a virus that the product can't clean, that's when you end up paying. You have to buy support. Whereas a paid product like ESET, if you have a problem, the support is free. Well, yep. Microsoft, for years now, actually has offered, at least in the U.S. and some international locations, free support for antivirus, even if it wasn't their program. If your computer was infected, you could call them. So that might give Microsoft a little bit of a leg up on the other free programs.
Interesting.
I don't think this is going to make a big difference, though, because a lot of the unprotected computers, I believe, are using pirated copies of the Microsoft operating system. And many of those users believe that if they use Microsoft Update, then Microsoft will know they stole the operating system and come after them, which Microsoft provides security updates even for unlicensed users. So I think there will be some resistance in a critical segment. These are really high-risk users that use pirated software. You know, I don't think they're going to trust a Microsoft solution.
You know, what impact do you think this will have overall on the antivirus industry, if any? Or do you think it's a false sense of security for some of the users? What type of, you know, protection will this free solution offer?
I think it's going to offer a reasonable level of protection for a standalone antivirus product. It's certainly not going to match something that has, you know, a personal firewall built in, stuff like that. But there's the old adage that you get what you pay for, and I think it's ultimately going to have virtually no effect on the industry. I think the biggest effect that OneCare had on the industry was that it ended up changing the pricing model for some companies, because when Microsoft announced that OneCare would include three PCs in the license, then companies like Symantec and McAfee immediately adjusted their pricing structure. I don't think that with Microsoft abandoning OneCare and going to the free product, you'll see that price structure revert back to where it was before, though.
Hmm. Do you know, I guess initially now that the beta has been released, do you know what type of impact it's had, or have you had any feedback from folks who have used it?
No, I haven't had any feedback. I checked the beta forum yesterday, and there wasn't a lot of chatter on it at that point, but the beta had only been out for a few hours.
Interesting. Well, Randy, we certainly appreciate you taking the time to chat with us about this topic, and it's certainly one that we'll continue to revisit as well. So this is Matt Grant, and you've been listening to the Malware Report with Randy Abrams.